العلي من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، ورضي الله عن أصحابه وأزواجه وأحبابه أجمعين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الإمام الحارث المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين: وقيد الجوارح بإحكام العلم. And we are on page 15. He says, قيد الجوارح بإحكام العلم, which means restrict your limbs by knowledge. Restrict your limbs by knowledge. يعني in that, what that means is that knowledge can help you guide your limbs. Your limbs want to do things. You want to do things. Make knowledge as the track that guides your limbs so you don't go off track. Otherwise, you see, the hands wants to take. Halal, haram, it doesn't care, just wants more. That's not the point. So when you guide it with knowledge, you restrict that. Then he says, وَرَاعِي هَمَّكَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ قُرْبِ اللَّهِ مِنْكَ. And guard your thoughts with the awareness of Allah's closeness to you. لا إله إلا الله. وَقُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مَقَامَ الْعَبْدِ الْمُسْتَجِيرِ. And he said, stand before Allah, the standing of a fleeing servant. تَجِدْهُ رَؤُوفًا رَحِيمًا. If you do, you will find him. You will find him the most kind and the most compassionate. Stand in order to find him. So what he's telling you, seek and you will find. But if you don't seek, you're not going to find. Seek and you will find. Stand before him, the standing of a fleeing servant. You will find him, Ra'ufan Rahima. The most kind, you will find him. It's inevitable. هذا الحافظ بن كثير الحافظ بن كثير رحمه الله narrates in his tafsir on the ayah where Allah says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. وهي portion of an ayah, Surah Naml, as you all know, and it means who else or who would answer the prayer of the one who is in urgent need, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ, and fends off the evil. Who? All right. الحافظ ابن كثير رحمه الله he narrates a story from الحافظ ابن عساكر الدمشقي. Both of them are Damascene scholars. الحافظ ابن كثير والحافظ ابن عساكر. والحافظ ابن عساكر also إمام كبير من أئمة أهل السنة رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه. So Ibn Kathir Ibn Asakir said that there was a man, هذا his job was كراء البغال, يعني he would, at that time there was no, what is your public means of transportation here? Do you take one of these vans? What do you call them? Minibus taxis. So at that time, مولانا, the minibus taxi was a donkey. Yeah? You're lucky to get one, hatta.
Just like now, yeah, not everybody has a minibus. You have it, that's nice.
So that man, that what he does is a mini mule
taxi. There's no minibus.
Naam, Allah al-musta'an. Khair. He took that mini mule or that mule and he has people ride on it. From Damascus, Ibn Asakir says, Ash-Sham, يعني, all the way to Az-Zabadani. Az-Zabadani is a place maybe nowadays 10 kilometers, Mawlana? 30 kilometers. And my distance is in Damascus. I've been to Damascus 3 times in my life. 1 time to apply for the visa. A second time to get interview for the visa. And 3rd time to fly out and not come back again. So many people think, just because I'm from Syria, I know Damascus. Brother, I don't know anything in Damascus. You know it more than me. It's 6-hour drive from where I used to live.
Huh? Anyway.
So it's about 30 kilometers, 20 miles down. Fahada, one of the riders, Al-Hafadh ibn Asakir, says one of the people who was riding with him, he told him, take this route, it's shorter. This man, he says, look, I'm not used to take this route. Why are you making me take this route? He says, take it, I'm just telling you it's faster. Don't worry. He says, I took it. It seems, you know, that goes through a valley and I'm barely holding the mule. The mule maybe is holding also products and other things. Huh? He says, until we got to the valley and I saw dead people and things and, you know, scary. I knew he got me. He says, stop here. I stopped. He says, he got off. He rolled off his sleeve. He says, I realized I'm a dead man. I told him, you know what? Please take my mule. No, not, you know, you take it. It's for you. Take my mule and take everything in it and save me. He says, what are you talking about? The mule is already mine anyway, but I'm going to kill you. I mean, you're trying to give me something I already assume I have. It's not with your, yani you don't have a say in giving me, you're trying to be nice to me. The mule is mine anyway, but you're going to get killed. He says, please allow me to make 2 rak'ah of salah then. Can you? He says, go. Lakin ajjal. Do it quick. Don't take your time. When I get it over with. He says, I stood in the salah, I want to pray. I memorized the whole Quran. Nothing, not even 1 word of the Quran comes to me anymore. Nothing. And the man is screaming at me, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. He says, until something came to my mind and this ayah, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. You who answer the call of the needy, the one who is urgently in need, and alleviate evil. So he said, all I said is this. He says, by Allah, Ibn Asakir is narrating, Ibn Kathir is narrating that, both of them are Huffaz of Hadith. He says, when I said this, immediately I saw a man riding on a horse with a big spear. He took the spear and he threw it at that man, killing him right in the heart. He says, I ran to the man. I held him by that knight, that one who was riding. I said, Billahi alayk, I ask you by Allah, man ant, who are you? You didn't even say a word. He just came and threw it and killed the man. The man told him, I am the abd of أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّءُ. I am the slave accounted of this ayah. If you call, you never know what happens. Allah sends one of his slaves. So يعني he says, سُبْحَانَ مَنْ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلِهِ. The man. SubhanAllah. And therefore here, Imam al-Harith rahmatullahi alayh, when he said, stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the standing of a fleeing servant, you will find him most kind and most compassionate. That's what that man did. He's fleeing, he's dying. And when he did that, then he found him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he wanted, or as he obviously, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind and the most merciful. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم إن الله عز وجل إن الله عز وجل ينزل العبد من نفسه بقدر منزلته منه. And that means that surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the servant in relation to him as the servant positions Allah in relation to himself. Well, hadith has an issue in the Sanad anyway. Lakin, it's in Ahmad and others. Lakin, the hadith has a Sanad because in the narration there's Umar Mawla Ghufra. وهذا ضعيف على أي حال regardless قال الإمام المحاسبي this positioning is proportionate to the extent of how much he يعني the servant is in awe of Allah سبحانه وتعالى the knowledge he has of him and his awareness of the reality of the divine. هو شوف there is a rule the reception and the transmission. The transmission is there. The reception is a capacity. It's capacity based, which means, يعني as Allah says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلن نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك. We give those people and those people. And they all take what they can absorb. It's like the rain. Yani the rain goes on rough land, it goes on rocky land, it goes on fertile soil. Every kind of land, it absorbs what it can from it. The rock doesn't absorb anything. Still gets washed off. Huh? Still gets polished, Habibi. You'll get something. Still gets polished. Well, it was rough before. Dirty. Lakin that water that Allah sends polishes it, looks better. Lakin not like the fertile soil. Not like the fertile soil. The reception is capacity based on your capacity. والناس معادن. People are also like the soil. Some people are like the rock, or some people are like the fertile soil. No. Based on the capacity you'll take. So therefore what Al-Imam Al-Muhasibi rahmatullahi alayh is saying here, the positioning is proportionate to the extent of how much the servant is in awe. If you're open to receive, you will get. But if you're closed, and you can see the sun in front of you and makes no difference. وهذا called hijab. هذا called hijab. And therefore, Al-Busiri rahimahullah said, قَدْ تُنْكِرُ الْعَيْنُ ضَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ رَمَدٍ وَيُنْكِرُ الْفَمُ وَالْفَمُ طَعْمَ الْمَاءِ مِنْ سَقَمِ. يعني, the eye may deny the sun because not the sun is not there, but this the eye is blind. You bring someone blind, you tell them there's 3-5 different suns, makes no difference. Therefore, that reception is important to determine how much can you get from that transmission? Your positioning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proportionate to the amount of awe that you have for Allah in you. Khair. Oh, this applies to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam in a way that's not similar to the Creator Jalla Jalalu. Obviously, you know, يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم came, Abu Bakr saw him, Abu Lahab saw him. Abu Bakr saw him, Abu Jahl saw him. Everyone saw him with something. One saw him as Muhammadun Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. And the other one, the hijab of Mu'asara. Huh? The hijab veiled him and he saw as a man. طيب. The reception, and that's why you see why As-Siddiq said when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to Isra and Mi'raj, there was no problem to him intellectually processing that, well, if he says he went to heavens and came back, what's the problem? I know I don't understand it, but what's the problem? I already believe that he's a messenger from Allah anyway. So that's a bigger deal. That you're telling me something smaller. The receptivity of Abu Bakr Siddiq was already high anyway. This little thing, that's give me more transmission. You understand? Give me more. I mean, you want? So when they gave him a little, but see, their receptivity, Abu Lahab's receptivity, is little. So therefore, when the transmission came that he went to Isra and Mi'raj, what are you talking about? I can't accept that. Like, and when Sayyidina Siddiq radiallahu anhu, receptivity is high, I already believe that he, Allah sent him and commissioned him with a message. So I'm not going to believe that he traveled somewhere to creation and came back. Give me something bigger than that. Give me something bigger, we talk. And that's very important. طبعاً وذلك على قدر على قدر الخشية. قال وال not only الخشية لله لا والعلم به and how much you know of Allah سبحانه وتعالى قال والمعرفة له شوف now he separates العلم from معرفة he separates علم from so he talks about خشية conscientiousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he talks about the ilm, knowledge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he talks about ma'rifa. How can I translate ma'rifa? Knowledge? Inner knowledge? The realization. The ilm is the information. And the ma'rifah is the realization of that information. Ilm is information. Shuf, what does that mean? Yani that man that we talked about, that Al-Hafidh ibn Asakir, he believed that Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He believes that Allah helps his awliya. Inna Allah yudafi'u ani alladhina amanu. Allah defends those who believe. He knows that. He believes in that. Lakin he knew that as information. When that night rider came and helped him, and then when he asked him, he says, I am the slave of this ayah. I'm in charge of aiding those who call unto this ayah. That information became realization. Became ma'rifah now. Difference. It's one thing to talk about information. It's another to talk about realization. You can say, I know how to make veggie pizza. You have veggie supreme here? In the US, every time we have supreme, then we have super supreme. I don't know what's the next one is going to be. Super duper supreme. Every day you can make something. You put one more thing and you sell it. Very nice. طيب هذا اي سوبر مولانا you can tell me I cook pizza all the time and it's super duper whatever it is you want to call it supreme. It's one thing to know how to make a pizza, it's another to know how pizza tastes. Just knowing how to make it different. You can never say how it tastes. That's realization. When you taste, then you say, you know what, the taste is good. All right. There's realization and there's information. قال الإمام الحافظ أو عفوا المحدث يعني he was not حافظ الله knows نعم المحدث الحارث بن أسد المحاسبي رحمه الله قال واعلم أنه من آثر الله آثره يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام Allah, know that whoever prefers Allah, Allah give preference to him. Know that whoever gives preference to Allah, Allah gives preference to him. Very important. We could write it in ink of gold if that would have been permissible. Huh? Those, whoever gives preference to Allah, Allah gives preference to him or her. قال ومن ترك ومن أطاعه فقد أحبه. And whoever obeys him, he loves him. You can't disobey someone you love. Huh? True love means obedience, Mawlana. As a first sign, not as a comprehensive meaning of love. لا, the comprehensive meaning of love is beyond obedience. But definitely it includes no disobedience. Huh? The comprehensive meaning of love is beyond obedience as far as meanings. None of them includes disobedience. تعصي الإله وأنت تزعم حبه. Right? هذا لعمري في الكائنات عجيب, he says. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Those who love are obedient to those they love. نعم. قال ومن ترك له شيئا لم يعذبه به. يعني whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah will not torment him with it. Ajib. What do you mean? Yani, as if things that you have, if you don't use them for Allah, you'll be tormented with them. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. If you detach yourself from whatever it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for his sake, you will never be subject to trial with it. Whether it's power, money, name, fame, blah, blah, whatever it is that is. If you distance yourself from it or you don't attach, I'm not saying abandon it in the sense of no, you don't want to have that. No, no. Lakin, if you don't attach yourself to it and you use it for the sake of Allah, Allah will not put you to trial with it. You've already gone the other way. It's not gonna be, you're not gonna be subject to its trial because you already distanced yourself. You did talaq 3 times. Huh? So you said, you know what? I did talaq 3 times with the money. The money is al-mal malullah. This is from Allah. Well, that's why you see some of the yani ulama sirah mentioned about Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and I mentioned that maybe before to you that when Sayyidina Uthman gave him, want to give him money, he says, I don't need any money. He says, give it to your children, you're poor. He says, no, they don't. Khalas. Makes no difference. Yani Imam al Hassan splits his money with Allah 2 times. And he gives all his money 3 times. 2 times he splits everything he owned with Allah to the extent that he gave 1 shoe for the sake of Allah and he kept the other shoe. He needs something to walk with. So he gave 1 shoe for his sake and he left for himself only 1. يعني شاطر الله في ماله. He says, Ya Allah, I know I have this money, I'm going to split it here. 1 for you, doesn't care. And therefore, if you abandon it for the sake of Allah, Allah will not torment you with it. It will be no longer, you've silenced the challenge that may ever come from it. Done. He says, يعني المحاسب رحمه الله قال كما قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. He says, leave off that which you doubt for that which you do not doubt. Now, leave that which you doubt to that which you do not doubt. He says, فَإِنَّكَ لَن تَجِدَ فَقْدَ شَيْءٍ تَرَكْتَهُ لِلَّهِ. You surely will never miss anything you left for the sake of Allah. Look at this strong statement. Huh? He says, surely you will not miss anything you left for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you don't leave it for the sake of Allah, what happens? You'll miss it. And worse than missing is regretting. May Allah not make us among those who regret. Now. قال وحمل قلب عن سوء الظن. وحمل قلب عن سوء الظن بحسن التأويل. نعم. And the meaning, the translation is, he says, protect. هذا حديث حسن. حديث الترمذي. يعني just you know from هو حسن عن الإمام الحسن. قال protect. Protect your heart from the negativity of suspicion بحسن التأويل, by positive interpretation rather than consideration. By positive interpretation. Protect your heart from negativity of suspicion by positive interpretation. Very important. Again, protect your heart from negativity of suspicion by positive consideration. الشك يعني or سوء الظن. سوء الظن starts with شك. شك means doubt. Doubt is disease. مرض. And this comes, and he's therefore he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, يعني في قلوبهم مرض. Another ayah Allah says, أفي الله شك. What Ibrahim فاطر اسم الله. This سوء ظن. Now سوء ظن could be with Allah, could be with the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect your heart from negativity of suspicion by positive interpretation. Why? Maulana, just because you can cite imperfection of others and others refrain from sending you a list of your imperfections doesn't mean that your imperfections are not obvious. Huh? To protect your heart. Why do you want to turn your heart into a garbage can? Su'adhan of this, negative thinking of this, negative thinking of that, negative thinking of this, negative. That's all you have then. Allah ya'in, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help your heart. That kind of heart needs help. And no, filled with diseases then. Now, filled with diseases. Now, يعني لا يرى القذى بعين أخيه. Only you see it from the others. لا لا لا. أنت look, pinch yourself like it hurts you. It hurts the others. Now, طيب. ولذلك نحن we have examples from the صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاه. لكن we say رضي الله تعالى عنهم. No problem. Right? Of you know doing something wrong, etc., etc. It happens. قال وادفع الحسد بقصر الأمل. وادفع الحسد بقصر الأمل. أيوة. Not بقصر الأمل. It should be بقصر الأمل. بقصر. Yeah, well, he has it here بقصر. Anyway. خير. قال, he says, which means, يعني the translator, Allah bless him, wrote, repel envy by minimizing hope. هو شوف, hope here is not hope. Hope here he is the thought of everlastingness. What does that mean? Minimize or repel envy by realizing that you're not living everlastingly. And the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one that you think Allah gave him what he did not give you, it's not his fault. What's your problem with the man? Ask the one who gave him to give you, rather than envy him. He has no, look, yes, he didn't, he may have not done anything to get it. Huh? You may be working day and night trying to achieve, because you're fighting the qadar. Huh? You're trying to battle with your muscles. Oh, it's different, Tara. If you fight the qadar will render you sari', will render knockout punch, you know, like Muhammad Ali. And Joe Fraser, was it Joe Fraser, Maulana? Yeah. Sting like Kabir, Maulana says. Or, no, it will not be like Mike Tyson, because he bites the ears of people. That brother Mike used to come to my masjid in Colorado and pray with us. Yeah, I remember him. That was like 20 years ago. Now, and you'd always have these two big people next to him. I mean, he is already scary as himself. You don't need two big people with you, brother. Because, you know, you understand, I mean, getting hit by Mike Tyson is like standing in the middle of the street and 16-wheeler hits you on the side without knowing. That's basically what it is. Huh? This is, you don't. The good thing about it is you would not feel the pain. Because, alhamdulillah, you know, you'll see the malaika coming and say, Bismillah, come. You know. Yeah. No. I never understood why he had these bodyguards with him. Maybe they were his friends, I didn't know. قَالَ وَدْفَعِ الْحَسَدَ بِقِصَرِ الْأَمَلِ. Repel envy by minimizing hope, in the sense that, number one, why are you doing this? You ask, Allah will give you, no problem. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَذُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. What Allah has will always stay, and what you have will disappear and will go and is subject to decrease. Ask the one, خَزَائِنُهُ لَا تَنْفَذُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. نعم. And he says, وَنْفِي الْكِبْرِ بِاسْتِبْطَانِ الْعِزِّ. وَنْفِي الْكِبْرِ بِاسْتِبْطَانِ الْعِزِّ. نعم. Not, يعني he says here, one fil kib, لا مو الكبرة, شوف هو صلح, also put سكون, one fil kibr, not kibar. نعم. بسلطان الله تعالى لا بأس. نعم. Which means, negate or counteract arrogance by cognizance, by the cognizance of Allah's authority over you. Very nice. Negate or counteract arrogance by cognizance of Allah's authority over you. Very nice. Very nice. And Tamaulana, once you feel you have the power to harm people, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over you. Yani, if the capacity that you have allows you to do bad to people, remember that Allah has a power over you. Abadan. Abadan. Always. نعم. البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان.
Albir la yabla. Piety that you do, good deeds that you do, will never perish. والذنب لا ينسى. And the evil deed that you do will never be forgotten. Maybe forgiven. Forgotten. No.
والديان لا يموت. And Allah جل جلاله is not subject to death. Do whatever you want. Go. اعمل ما شئت. Go, do whatever you please. كما تدين وتدان. Just like what goes around comes around. أبدا. هذا. I'll tell you this. How many minutes, Mawlana? هذا أبو السفاح. أبو العباس السفاح. أبو العباس, هذا the first عباسي خليفة رضي الله تعالى عن غيره. هذا the first عباسي خليفة after the Umayyads ruled 90 years. طبعا then came the dynasty of بنو العباس. So أنت you have الخلافة الراشدة سيدنا أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاهم. Then came, that was about more or less 30 years. Then came 90 years after that, Banu Umayya. Then after that came Banu al-Abbas. The first Khalifa of Banu al-Abbas, هذا, he went after, he led a revolution against the Umayyads. With the last Khalifa of الأمويين, his name was Muhammad bin Marwan al-Himar. يعني حمار means donkey, but you don't have to take it in a negative way. You see, there we go. Maulana, حمار sometimes, you don't want to dishonor the حمار by some attributes because حمار is honorable creation. Nah, be careful. يعني الحمار used to be someone who's very patient. صبور جلد. They would call him حمار. And some people have no less than حمار's patience. Yeah, they don't amount to the level of حمار in patience, for example. هذا, what do you call him? Anyway. هذا أبو العباس. علي بن عبد الله بن علي بن عبد الله بن عباس, that's his name. رضي الله عن جده يعني. He would go and his soldiers would go burn the Umayyads who were burned, who were buried, take their body and then burn it after it died. ظلم. لا يرضي الله ولا يرضي رسوله. That's not pleasing to Allah and not pleasing to His Messenger. If you have a problem, why do you do this? I mean, you know, that people died. Killing of, you know, children. Of Bani Umayya. طبعاً هذا, that's not acceptable. He has a top lieutenant. Top lieutenant. هذا top lieutenant, his name is Abu Muslim al-Khurasani. Abu Muslim. Black. Criminal, هذا mass murder. يعني if you want, if the Abbasis want to kill anybody or destroy any rebels, they send Abu Muslim Khurasani and his people. Abu Muslim goes, he destroys everything. He's from Khurasan. He will wears black over black. He killed every single one, not who made a rebellion against the Abbasis, who thought of rebelling against the Abbasis. Yani if they heard, the Abbasi intelligence heard that you are thinking, they sent you a nice Abu Muslim. Abu Muslim, the last thing you see in the dunya is his face. Actually, is his sword. You don't see his face. That's the last thing you see. So he was very close. That was the top general. طبعاً, he became close to the Khalifa. And some of the ulama of التاريخ, they say he was in the hadra of the Khalifa, يعني the presence of the Khalifa. And he saw, he says, you know, we've done now, we're done, we're settled, the kingdom is established well. It seems he liked either the sister or the whatever, one of the women who were from the family of the Khalifa. And he went to the Khalifa, he says, you know, I would like to get married to her. Oof. Oof. Seems we've given you a little and you took everything. Huh? And you think yourself equal to Bani Abbas to ask for one of their women to be married to you? No, no, no. قال يا أمير المؤمنين أقلني. He says, oh, he realized. He says, oh, أمير المؤمنين, forgive me and fire me. I resign. I don't want to say I resign. Fire me. Not just I take that back. No, no, no. He is the head of the police and the service, the secret service, whatever it is. He says, oh no, the army. He says, يا أمير أقلني. You fire me, I'm done. I realize I overstepped. He tells him, قَتَلَنِي اللَّهُ إِن لَمْ أَقْتُلَكَ. What do you mean, أَقِلْنِي? What do you mean, fire me? May Allah kill me if I don't kill you. He brought the soldiers. And he tells him, before he kills him, he killed him. He tells him, زَعَمْتَ أَنَّ الدَّيْنَ لا ينقضي. You claimed or you thought that what you do to people will not be done unto you once. استوفي بالكيل أبا مجرمي. Take now the justice treatment, أبا مجرمي. No longer Abu Muslim. His name is Abu Muslim or Aba Muslim. Now he calls him Aba Mujrim. Mujrim means criminal. He says, you're a criminal. You're a thug all the time. We made you. Yani, you're a thug on the streets. We polished you and made you. And don't think you made it, Maulana. Wadhuq ka'asan. And taste a drink. Kunta, you used to one who used to pour it for others. You used to kill people for no reason like that. Now take a taste of that drink. Amarru fil halqi min al alqami. It is much, much worse and much more bitter than some very, you know, bitter plants that they used to have. What goes around comes around. Hatta for that man, Dodi, he served them selflessly. He served the Abbasis selflessly, huh? He was still an employee. Therefore, he says, وَادْفَعِ الْحَسَدَ بِقِصَرِ الْأَمَلِ وَانْفِي الْكِبْرَ بِسُلْطَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And negate or counteract arrogance by cognizance of Allah's authority over you. If he was God-fearing and cognizant of Allah's authority over him, he would have never done these evil things. Now that you have, Allah will torment him with the same thing that he did not abandon. Remember what we just said? If you abandon something for Allah or leave it for Allah, Allah will not torment you with it. Allah gave him a taste of his own medicine. Take. Oh, that's what everyone will happen to everybody. May Allah help us. نعم. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى واترك كل فعل يضطرك إلى اعتذار. واترك كل فعل يضطرك إلى اعتذار أو إلى الاعتذار. leave every act which would force you to apologize. So you don't become regretful. Leave every act that would force you to apologize. So don't do it before preemptively, so it doesn't land you always in the land of apology. Well, that's why they say in the layman Syrian, as-saraha raha. Saraha means transparency, clarity, raha, comfort. Raha means comfort. Be transparent, it's comforting. Now, again. اترك كل فعل يضطرك إلى الاعتذار. نعم. وجانب كل حال يرميك في التكلف. This one he says, avoid every situation that will cast you into pretension or تكلف. You're trying to overdo to say something. You're trying to do too much. You know what تكلف means, huh? Therefore, it's narrated that Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه says, إياك وما يسبق إلى العقول العقول إنكاره وإن كان عندك اعتذاره. Be careful of what is not sound to the minds, even if you can rationalize it. As if people's mind, they understand. And they know when you're doing takalluf, don't worry about it. They know when you're intellectualizing or when you are rationalizing something wrong. You rationalize, you intellectualize, they know it. Who are you fooling? Huh? Who are you fooling? Huh? And there is no need for intellectualization and there is no need for rationalization. Transparency, as-saraha, raha. Transparency is nice and clear and beautiful. Be transparent, regardless what the consequences are. Much better to be transparent and mocked rather than non-transparent and glorified. One is closer to Allah and his pious awliya, and the other one is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people of truth. طيب. قال الإمام الحارث المحاسبي رحمه الله واستعد الصبر عفوا واستعدي الصبر لا واستعد الصبر لكل موطن. And that means prepare patience for every for wa'id. He see here he has it wa'idda, wa'sta'idda, or wa'idda. Both is fine. As-sabra li kulli mawtin. Prepare to patiently persevere in your in the situation that you're facing. يعني مولانا. Oh, afwan, before that, there is وصن دينك. وصن دينك بالاقتداء. He says, protect your religion by following the guided. شوف مولانا. This deen is following. This deen is following, which means what? And where do you get the deen from? You're following. You have even some of the biggest of scholars, yani other than the mujtahid imams, they got it from some other big scholars. So that iqtida, that road that's well paved, it's safe, to say the least. You're not venturing in uncharted territory. إنما يأكل الذئب من الغنم القاصية كما حدثنا سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله. The wolf eats the lone sheep. If you think you can win in this dunya being a lone sheep, you can't. But then choose the اقتداء with these أئمة رضي الله تعالى عنهم. طبعا نحن we're not saying blind imitation, we're saying following the guided. قال واحفظ أمانتك بطلب العلم. Preserve your responsibility by seeking knowledge. Preserve your responsibility by seeking knowledge. يعني you all know this, I may have said it before, لكن you know there is always something that our شيوخ رحمهم الله تعالى ورضي عنهم and may be pleased with them, they used to say, if you stop learning today, you cannot teach tomorrow. Simple as that. If you stop learning today, you can't teach tomorrow. And therefore here, احفظ this amana. Until you want to be in the business of ilm, well, it's an amana. How do you protect it and preserve it? Is by continuously seeking knowledge. He says, وَحَصِّنْ عَقُلَكْ بِآدَابِ أَهْلِ الْحِلْمِ. شوف. He says, preserve your responsibility by seeking knowledge, but fortify your intellect by imbibing the characters of the forbearing people or the patient people. See, he didn't say وَحَصِّنْ عَقْلَكَ بِآدَابِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. Though, that is true to be said. يعني fortify your intellect with the etiquettes of people of knowledge. He wanted to make a point. He says fortify your intellect with the etiquettes of people of patience and tranquility. Nice. Then he says, واستعد الصبر أو أعد الصبر لكل موطن, and prepare to patiently preserve in a situation you're facing. طبعا granted it's on the right. ولا الصبر عند الحق. Not صبر على الباطل. Not you have صبر on the باطل. لا. هذا إجرام as a continuation in criminality, يعني in that sense. Then he says, وَلْزَمِ الْخَلْوَةَ بِالذِّكْرِ. And that means, in solitude, adhere to the remembrance of Allah. Nice. Notice, lots of people are in the business of dhikr in congregation. It's nice. Rhythmic, it is musical, melodious. If you don't like musical, we can use melodious. It is a gathering. Very nice. No one is saying yani the dhikr jahar or dhikr in jama'ah is not permissible. لكن he says here, وَذْكُرِ الْخَلْوَةَ وَلْزَمِ الْخَلْوَةَ بِالذِّكْرِ. In solitude, adhere to the remembrance of Allah. Do you remember the hadith of the people, hadith sahih, of those seven kinds of people who will be granted the shade in the Day of Judgment, when no one is granted the shade but those whom Allah grants? One of them, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. One of them is a person who remembered Allah alone, his eyes started crying by themselves. Tears just started coming down. Remembered Allah alone. Therefore, as said al-Sufi radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, they used to say, dhunubul khalawat, the sins that are in the khalwa when you are alone, يعني when you're alone doesn't mean the terminology of خلوة لكن أنت you can go to a million خلوة and you are you know spousing شيطان ما it doesn't make any difference لكن when you go to this seclusion when you're by yourself whether at night every day or your home or whatever it is if you are in this seclusion however do you behave when no one sees you that's your standing with Allah how do you know you're standing with Allah look at the sins that you commit when no one sees you no one you know now no one sees me all right now how do you act that's your standing because some people then wait for that time waiting for it to come so they can disobey Allah يعني they count the minutes man when am I we're going to be done I want to be alone so I can then do other things والعياذ بالله and those kinds of sins bring on disasters with them disasters They bring on disasters. May Allah save us all. Yeah, yeah. And therefore they say, the ta'a in the khalawat tuqilu al-atharat. The obedience when you're alone saves you in times of hardship. Huh? It comes to you, it appears. Boom. Do you remember the hadith al-sahih about those people, the three people who the rock came and closed on their exit door? I'm not going to mention the hadith, you already know it. And everyone started thinking, huh? You know, one thing they've done when no one knew but Allah, they were alone. One of them was a woman and he would not do anything because she reminded him with Allah. Then he says, Ya Allah, you know I did that for you. No one was there. I could have done whatever. One was with money, one was et cetera, with his parents, huh? Being kind to his parents and he waited on his parents the whole night until they wake up so he to give them the drink of milk. And no one saw that. The ta'a, the obedience of Allah in the khalwat when no one sees you will come and save you in times of when no one is there for you. When you realize Nothing is there for me. I'm done. Huh? قالوا إنا مدركون. خلاص. Pharaoh is catching up. It's just a matter of time. When are we going to die? قال كلا. He said كلا. كلا. Huh? مولانا. كلا that means this. The ayah is what? مكية ولا مدنية? مكية. Now today we are with the mashayikh with ulum al-Quran, mashallah. Khair. طيب. قال الإمام المحاسب رحمه الله تعالى والزم الخلوة بالذكر. Try to use the time of خلوة with ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That's when you can be with him. Don't use that time. So you can disobey him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, وَصْحَبِ النِّعَمَ بِالشُّكْرِ Alhamdulillah. And that means, let bounties be accompanied by gratitude. The bounties Allah gave you, accompany them with gratitude, ya akhi. You need to thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, day and night for what he gave you. Day and night. حَتَّى for coming to the majlis. Majlis of dhikr. This is a majlis of dhikr. Yani you're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as majlis of dhikr. Thank him that he facilitated it for you. You could have been in a different place now. Doing other things. Earning sayyat rather than earning hasanat. And we mentioned that من مضان الاستجابة أو الإجابة from the things that indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting you is when He opens for you a way to mention Him and remember Him when others are in absenteeism from Him. In those times, times in which others are in ghafla from Allah. I know people, they do their Isha or their Witr and then they sleep, they do tahajjud then. But in the middle, Ahlullah are still with Allah. قال واستعن بالله في كل أمر. Seek the help of Allah in every matter. سبحانه وتعالى. حديث ابن عباس, you know the حديث الصحيح. يا غلام إذا سألت إني أعلمك كلمات, إذا سألت فاسأل الله, وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستهديك ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Seek the help of Allah in every matter. Always, Mawlana, Habibi. Nothing is difficult if you do it with Allah. Nothing is easy if you do it by yourself. Nothing is impossible if you do it with Allah. I know you are with Allah. What's impossible? طبعا our mashayikh, they will tell you, Mawlana, nothing is possible. هذا متعلق بالجائز ولا الواجب ولا المستحيل. الجائز طبعا. Okay. We talked about that last week and they will be tested on it next week, inshaAllah ta'ala. Especially about these things, what is جائز, واجب, مستحيل. عقلا وشرعا. Okay. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is difficult if you do it with Allah. And nothing is easy. The smallest, easiest thing is not easy if you do it by yourself. And the most difficult of things becomes easy if you do it with Allah. Nothing, even if you think something, you can do it. Oh, that's easy. It's a no-brainer. It may become the most difficult of things if you do it without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ فِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Seek the help of Allah in every matter. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال واستخر الله تعالى في كل حال. And seek to find out where Allah has given, has placed goodness for you in every situation. Really, الاستخارة is submission. And I might see it differently here than the translator. Allah bless him and reward him. The meaning is the same, so it's semantics maybe. Istikhara is submission. Submit to Allah in every situation. Submit to Him in every situation. We all have our lists of complaints. And we all have our lists of things that we would like changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking you not to ask Him to change your current situation. Always ask Him to give you what's best for you. That's very nice. And you're encouraged to do that. But meanwhile, maximize the situation He placed you in currently. Maximize the situation He placed you in currently. مقامك حيث أقامك. Your situation is where He placed you. Make the best out of it. Otherwise, you risk being upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and displeased and not living your presence, nor are you planning for your future. So you lose out on the presence and the future and you become a bitter old man or woman. bitter, angry with Allah,
وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and angry with His creation.
Nothing went your way. Save yourself the stress, Mawlana, we're all dying. Save yourself the stress
and have tawakkul on Him, Jalla Jalaluh. Have yaqeen on Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Have faith in Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah will surprise you. He will surprise you. I always say, and I believe firmly, that all of us will be, you will be surprised. You will be surprised. You will be in awe. In awe of surprise by Allah's compassion and love and mercy towards you once you pass on.
A lot of people don't know. But you will be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and compassion and kindness and love unto you will not only surprise you, you will be in awe. Beyond being overwhelmed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His compassion and mercy. Jalla jalalullah. Jalla jalaluhu azuma sultanuh. Rahmanun rahim. Allahu latif. Latifun bi'ibadih, habibi. Latif. That you, if you just open your heart a little bit to the lutf of Allah, you will feel it now before you pass on. لكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. كلا. نوم يومئذ عن ربهم. محجوبون. They don't erect veils. Let it come to you. People will be surprised. Well, you should already be surprised. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes when I make mistakes, and not sometimes, many times when I make mistakes, Allah is my witness. I talk to myself, I say, I am amazed at Allah's patience with us. Ajeeb. Ajeeb, wallahi ya Mawlana, ajeeb. Ajeeb, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at His patience and generosity. يعني you disobey Him and He keeps giving you. لا إله إلا الله. It's time to experience the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that overwhelms us. And the kindness that overwhelms us. At least, ya akhi, recognize it if you don't want to react to it. Habibi, recognize it. Recognize. And the first step of belief is what? Recognition. Recognition by words, recognition by the mind. Then you come to the witnessing. May Allah bring us to that maqam of shuhud, witnessing. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Not just aqul an la ilaha illallah or I a'lam an la ilaha illallah. Those are all steps on the to all the way to ashhad. Until you have that maqam of shuhud, that you testify. It's no longer just you say, it's no longer just you know. You witness La ilaha illallah. Therefore, Imam Zain al-Abidin, in one of his khutbas in the Umawi Masjid in Damascus, he says, when the muadhan went, he says, Shahida biha lahmi wa mukhi wa azmi wa sha'ri wa dami. He says, you're telling me, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah? My bones, they say, La ilaha illallah. My blood testifies, Yashhad. My blood witnesses La ilaha illallah. My skin witnesses La ilaha illallah. My hair witnesses La ilaha illallah. Every cell in me witnesses La ilaha illallah. Witness. Not just say, Mawlana. Everything says, Subhanallah. In kullu shayin la yusabbihu bihamdi. Naam. Allah, Allah. لكن ما قدر لماضي غيك أن يمضغ لابد وأن يمضغ. كان السيد الوالد رحمة الله عليه repeats this all the time. نعم.
طيب. Let's finish this page 17 and then we'll stop inshallah, I think. Oh yeah.
قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين. وما أرادك الله له فاترك الاعتراض فيه. Whatever position Allah wants you for, abstain from complaining about. If you keep complaining about it, how can you ever pass that stage to the next? If you're busy being displeased in where you are and you keep turning right and left, المُلتفت لا يصل. The one who keeps doing التفات, not in the Quranic sciences, Mawlana, التفات, we'll talk about it in the Bayan. لا, the one who keeps doing التفات will never reach their goal, the final destination. You'll never reach if you, you know. المُلتفت لا يصل. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Not صراط الملتفتين. Whatever position Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you for, puts you in, يعني. Abstain from complaining about it. Who are you complaining to about who? Maximize it, move to the next stage. You can sit and whine for years and you put yourself in misery and you never finish, you never take that test and pass it for the next. You waste your time, your energy, and everybody else's. Move on.
Then he says, وَكُلُّ عَمَلٍ تُحِبُّ أَن تَلْقَ اللَّهَ بِهِ فَأَلْزِمْهُ نَفْسَكَ.
Ya Rab. He says, condition yourself to abide by those actions with which you would love to meet Allah. Huh? We talked about milestones the other day. There are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. We know, and we don't have to guess about them. They came in the Quran, they came in the authentic sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. All right. Which actions would you like to meet Allah with? Choose one, two, said I. Okay, I think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Right? Tawwabin, those who they do tawbah a lot, they repent a lot. So say, since Allah loves at-tawwabin wal-mutatahhirin, those who purify themselves, their hearts, their minds, their clothes. Huh? That Mawlana, you come with your clothes purified and your heart has all kinds of intellectual najasa. Huh? Allah, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. No? The poet says, تَوَضَّأْ بِمَاءِ الْغَيْبِ إِن كُنْتَ ذَا سِرِّ وَإِلَّا تَيَمَّمْ بِالصَّعِيدِ أَوْ الصَّخْرِ. مَا رُوحَ تَيَمَّمْ وَدُو تَيَمَّمْ وَفِنَشْ in the story, man. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُطَهِرِينَ. Allah loves those who do tawbah a lot. Guess what? He says, condition yourself to abide by those actions with which you'd love to meet Allah. Because Allah loves to loves those who do tawbah a lot. Condition yourself to do istighfar and tastaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh, and do tawbah, not just lip service. Tawbah with your heart, tawbah with your mind, tawbah with your tongue. And also have tahir wa thiyabaka fatahir wa thiyabaka fatahir, yani purify your clothing. Purify your clothing. But thiyab also libas al-taqwa, Mawlana. We understand each other here. Libas al-taqwa, thalika khayr. There's different kind of clothing. They are garments for you and you are garments for them. Al-mu'minun, lil-mu'minat, tayyibun lil-tayyibat. So purify these things. Make sure that there is tahara in what you do with your family. There is tahara in what you do with your clothes. There is tahara in what you do with yourself. There is tahara in what you do with your clothing. There is tahara with what you do with your thoughts. There is tahara what you do with what you have in your heart. There is tahara with what you do with your limbs and everything that you do. And don't do it for the wrong reason. Well, people like you to, let's say, take the tahara of the, and the people see the external. People like you to have clean appearance. Very nice. Don't do it for the people. Do it for Allah. You do it for the people. What's wrong with you? Abstain from doing things for people or as a reaction. They like me to do this, I'll do this. I don't like me to do this, I'll do this. Miskeen, how you endless game. You will die and this game will not die. No, do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Condition yourself to abide by those actions which you'd love to meet Allah with. And then he said, وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ تَكْرَهُهُ لِغَيْرِكْ فَاَعْتَزِلْهُ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِكْ وَكُلُّ وكل أمر نعم تكرهه لغيرك أو من غيرك فاعتزله من أخلاقك. Remove from yourself every matter which you dislike in others. يا سلام الحب كده يا مولانا محمد نور مولانا محمد كالو. He likes Sayyida Umm Kulthum. We've been talking about that Egyptian singer of his for the past week. And she has a song called Al-Hubb Kida. Love is just like this. Ahat. Oh, I forgot. I only know the first word. No. You have to ask him. Lanna Mawlana Kalu is on the madhab of Ibn Hazm would come when it comes to Umm Kulthum. So he says then, remove from yourself every matter which you dislike in others. Yani, if I may rephrase that, treat others the way you want to be treated. How would you like to be treated? Guess what? Because you will be. You will be treated in the way you treated others, you know. All right. So treat others in the way you want to be treated. This is love of Allah. الحب كده. لكن if you have no حب and no understanding, you think you can get away treating the creation of Allah badly. And that's it. You're going to get away with that. لا أنت, where are you going? Wait. Hold your horses, Mawlana. ترى الله is just عدل سبحانه وتعالى. نسأل الله السلامة, نسأل الله العافية. نعم, قال الإمام المحاسب رحمه الله, وكل صاحب لا تزداد به خيرا في كل يوم فانبذ فانبذ عنك صحبته. يا سلام. He says, shun away from any companion that does not increase you in goodness every day. It's a liability, Mawlana. Liability, and we already have enough liabilities. Drop it like hot potatoes. Bismillah, go. Why? Like Ibn Ata'illah rahimahullah mentions, لا تصحبن من لا ينهضك حاله ويدلك على الله مقاله. Don't accompany those, their hal does not elevate you before the maqal. The hal, Mawlana. The hal. Tara, the ubudiyya is not a word, who is not a form. It's a hal. ويدلك على الله مقاله. And guide you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the person is judged by the people they keep company of. لا تصاحب إلا مؤمن ولا يأكل طعامك إلا كريم. Don't let people come into your home if they're not mu'min. And don't associate except with generous, good people. طيب. قال وخذ بحظك من العفو والتجاوز. وخذ بحظك من العفو والتجاوز. Take your fair share of pardoning and overlooking the inconveniences caused to you by others. The inconveniences caused to you by others. هذا من شيم الكرام والصالحين. يعني like the narration that some of the books of adab mention that a slave girl was pouring the water of wudu for Sayyidina al-Imam Abi Abdullah al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, yani al-Husayn ibn Ali al-Sibt al-Shahid al-Sa'id. Naam. She did something and the big jug of metal fell onto the hit the honorable forehead of Sayyidina Imam Hussein. فَشَجَّهُ. It caused a wound and blood started gushing. Right? So she looked at him immediately and she said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who, the ayah, which means those who hold their anger. He tells her, قَدْ كَظَمْتُ غَيْظِي. I'm holding my anger. She said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. The ayah continues to say, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. But she gave him endorses. She says, and وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who forgive people. He said, I forgave you. She said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do good. He says, go, you are free. Oh, man, yeah, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Go. Now. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So that's important. قال وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ مُخْتَبَرٌ صِدْقُهُ. Know that the truthfulness of a believer is tested in every state. Do you think أن تقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون? You think you're just going to say, oh, I believe, and you're not going to put that iman to test to see if you truly believe, or it's lip service? The Quran is questioning. You think you're just going to say, oh, sure, I believe. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, inshallah. خلاص, I promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, like this? Oh, then let's see if you're truthful or not. Now, مطلب نفسه بالبلوى. The believer truthfulness is tested in every state. Demand of yourself the best of yourself in every tribulation. Demand the best of yourself in every tribulation. Why? Who are the best of yourself is not when you're doing well. Everyone can give you the best, their best when they're well and nothing. When do you know the true ma'dan, the true raw material of people? In tribulations, when you need them most. Who doesn't the English poet says,
a friend in need. Oh, habibi, yani la alfayannaka ba'da al-maut tadhkuruni wa fi hayati ma zawwadtani zada. Yani people came to Sayyidina al-Imam Ali Amir al-Mu'minin and they're telling him, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, and where do I cash this? I don't want to tell, don't tell me you love me and you cry over me after my die, but after I die, but when I'm living, I don't see you helping me. Huh? I don't need you to mention me and glorify me after I die. And when in my life I needed you, and you bailed out. Now that you see people until today, they hit some, they hit themselves about Sayyidina Ali with Imam Hussein. Well, I don't. I don't need. We needed. Huh? Molana. If you can't do nusra of him anymore, do nusra of his deen. And nusra of his deen is not crying on him necessarily. That's an emotion that you may not be able to control. But the true nusra of his deen is not manifested by hitting yourself or crying on him or trying to give him a glory so you can sit then in that seat eventually. Say, see, I love him so much. After he died, now let me tell you you know, what he was like. The best out of people comes in their times of difficulty, tribulation. That's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah, when he told that man, remember that man, and he says, you know, I know him. I know so and so. He says, you dealt with him in business? He says, no. With money, yani. Huh? He says, did you travel with him? He says, no. Have you had any trouble, any tribulations with him? No. He says, go, you don't know him. You don't know him. لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَهُ يَرْكَعُ وَيَسْجُدُ. Says, you don't tell me that you saw him doing ruku' and sujood in the masjid and then you came to me telling me you know him. You go, you don't know him. Go. That's why, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ السَّفَرُ سَفَرًا لِأَنَّهُ يُسْفِرُ عَنْ أَخْلَاقِ الرِّجَالِ. Is safar in the old days, yani travel, and not nowadays. Nowadays you go with the plane and you sit business class or you sit economy class and there's someone that comes and brings you water and smiles and bring, sometimes they smile. And then they bring you food, huh? And they say, please forgive us, you know, if the trip was long or not good. We really appreciate your business. Please come back and see us again. Thank you for choosing South African Airways. Huh? Yeah. And they tell you about their equipment. Huh? Yeah, and this aircraft is so and so equipped with 6 emergency exits, 2 in the front, 2 in the middle, 2 in the back. In the event of a water evacuation, your seat cushion will be utilized as a flotation device. Man, I don't want to float, man. Just get me to where I want. I mean, once you go to the water, Mawlana, and you are now saying salamu alaikum to the sharks, no seat is going to help you. Only Allah will help you. Huh? But then the sharks don't recognize all these things. Well, you tell me, Mawlana, there's more sharks on land than there are sharks on land. Then, you know, sharks in the water are friendlier. At least they don't do ghiba or namima or all these things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you ever seen a shark doing a namima or ghiba? You see? Lakin in the old days, a safar used to be on a camel. Hey, no, nobody's going to tell you this camel has an emergency exit or anything. Huh? Well, if you don't have food, you're going to die. No one's going to bring you food. And there's no stewardess, or I shouldn't say stewardess, there's no flight attendants that are coming and smiling at you and telling you, how can I help you, sir? There's nothing. You are on the camel, you're on your own, brother. Huh? You have highway robbers waiting for you. Huh? The minute you get close to them, they're going to come. They take your camel, they slaughter the camel there, they eat it for dinner, and then they leave you alone to die. That's if they're nice.
فالسفر was difficult and was risky at that time. Travel was difficult and risky.
Huh? Why do you see anything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. الاستطاعه is not only maddiya, as you know, mashallah, the fuqaha know all these things. الاستطاعه also, الأمن في الطريق, that you have safe passage. If there's no safe passage, you have millions of dollars, no problem, don't go. We don't have to go to Hajj. If they're highway robbers, don't go. You have to, there has to be safety. So that's why they used to call safar, safar. Why? Safar was turbulation, not like today. Turbulation. You leave home, you may never come back home again. And things will happen and all these things. Therefore, they used to say, you know people if you travel with them. Not nowadays, you go from the Hilton to the airplanes, you don't know anybody. In difficulty, you know them. And that's how you know people, in turbulation. The true raw material of people will shine. You remember the hadith of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, when there were so many of them wounded in Khandaq and Badr, and they come to them, they give one water because the wounded is losing blood. If you're losing blood, you need to drink a lot of water. May Allah save you, but if someone is losing blood bad from a wound, they need to have a lot of water to recuperate that volume of blood, a fluid that's lost from their system, or otherwise they will go into a hypovolemic shock, which may end up with a cardiogenic shock. And that's very difficult. You have to give them, norepinephrine, epinephrine pen, and then you start going. Otherwise they die, because there's no more volume, there's no more blood that the heart is pumping. These Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they were losing blood. They want to drink anything. They're thirsty. He says, no, take it to the next to me. He's more thirsty than me. Then he goes to the second one. He says, no, take it to the next to me. He's more thirsty than me. Turbulation, Mawlana, he's dying. You understand? He's dying. His life is on the line. But he favored others with that. That's when you know people. Take it to the next, he's dying, he's better, he needs it more than me. Take it to the next, he needs it more than me. Take it, until this man made a full circle with that water. He arrived at the first one, he had already passed away. Went, rushed to the second one, passed already away. Went to the third, already passed away. Went through the whole circle, they all passed away. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. يَا سَلَام. شوف, we've had this sealing, ختم هذه الآية, the sealing of this ayah. They favor others over themselves even when they are in a dire need. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِ. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. The ayah is talking to you, Mawlana, speak to it. And he or she who is saved from the shuh, from the poverty of themselves. Poverty is not to do with money. If you're poor in your heart and self, you're poor, even if you have millions. Miskeen, go cry on yourself. Naam? ابكي على نفسك. The poverty is not poverty in the money, it's poverty in the heart. If you have that stinginess in your heart, that is what is due for, that's what's the problem. Not that you don't have any money, money comes and goes. وليس اليتيم الذي مات أبواه إنما اليتيم يتيم العلم والأدب. The orphan is not the one whose parents have died, the poet says. La,
إِنَّمَا الْيَتِيمُ The true orphan is the one who is yatim, orphaned from ilm and adab, etiquette. هذا orphan مسكين. هذا needs an orphanage to teach him how to have adab and ilm. Not the one who lost his parents. That could be, إنما جعل اليتم شرفا. اليتم now being an orphan became a sharaf for his maqam, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Didn't Quraysh used to say, yateem wa abi talib? To mock him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi, ya rasool Allah. Ya habibi, ya sayyid al-anbiya. Sayyidina Rasulullah what did they say, Quraysh? So they don't say his name. In order to belittle him and slander him at every bit. Your honor at that time until today is by what your name is. What is your name? Your name and your father's name. That's what your name is. So and so, son or daughter of so and so. That's who you are. طبعاً هو سيدنا رسول الله سيدي وحبيبي وجدي رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. Is أشرف الخلق سيد أهل سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين إمام الأولياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله هو محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب سيد البطحاء سيد ربيعة ومضر. He is the master of the entire peninsula. What are you talking about? They won't want to say that. They said يتيم أبي طالب. He is the orphan of أبو طالب. أف لكم ولما تعبدون. أف يتيم أبو طالب. He is the orphan of أبو طالب. شوف قل كل يعمل على شاكلته. Everyone reflects their essence حبيبي in this dunya. حتى in this they don't want to give it to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. They don't want to mention him, his name and father, his father's name. No. من هاشم في علاها وهي صاعدة إلى السماء تميت الناس بالحسد. مولانا إن الله اصطفى. على العالمين. 4. طيب. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى: مطلب نفسه بالبلوى. Will be tested, will be trialed. Be mindful of Allah in watching over yourself. He says, رَقِيبٌ لِلَّهِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. We talked about that the other day. And that is that you hire yourself as a guardian for Allah over yourself. فَثْبُتْ عَلَى مَحَجَّةِ الْحَقِّ فإنك مراد العون. يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام. He says, stand firm on the evidence of حق, you will attain the affection of the creation. Really, you can say مراد العون, then you will also attain the victory from the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasduq, wasduq fi talab, tarith ilm al-basair. Ya salam, ya salam. It's only getting better, but we have to finish. 5 minutes, Mawlana? Khalas, five, I promise this time. Let me just finish this page 18, and I'm not going to talk much. He says, be truthful in the quest and the knowledge of intuition will come to you. Ilm al-basair. There is ilm al-basar wa ilm al-basira. There is ilm that is acquired through the basar and the hearing, the vision and hearing, and there is ilm that you can only acquire through the heart. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. He says, أُصْدُقْ فِي الطَّلَبِ. Be truthful in seeking Allah, and obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or be truthful on your quest, and Allah, an insightful knowledge will come to you, or Allah will give you. Actually, the actual translation would say tarith. Yani, be truthful in your seeking, you will inherit the ilm of basira, of the hearts. Be truthful in seeking Allah. Allah will make you inherit the ilm, the knowledge of the hearts. That is a different knowledge than the rusum, the words and the books, all these things. وَتَبْدُ لَكَ عُيُونُ الْمَعَارِفِ. Then the springs of the higher knowledge will open up for you. Huh? They're flooding now. Bismillah, take. They start flooding. Huh? وَتَمَيَّزْ بِنَفْسِكَ عِلْمَ مَا يَرِيدُ عَلَيْكَ بِخَالِصِ التَّوْفِيقِ. And he says, you will successfully distinguish وَتُمَيِّزُ بِنَفْسِكَ عِلْمَ مَا يَرِدُ عَلَيْكَ بِخَالِصُ التَّوْفِيقِ. You will distinguish by yourself the clarification of that which confounds you. يَرِدُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ what comes to you from the وَارِد or خَوَاطِر. Things and thoughts come to you so much, huh? You don't know هذه رحماني or that's شيطاني or what's going on, huh? We talked about that. يعني you sleep at night and you think you're gonna go to bed, and I always say you sleep out of exhaustion. You're tired. You're just sleeping. Even when you're sleeping, your brain is going 100 miles an hour. Now, how can you? All these thoughts. You don't know which is good, which is bad. So therefore, your mind becomes a fertile soil for all kinds of thoughts. Good, bad. And usually, as long as there is a bad place, you know, bad will come. He says now, be truthful in your quest of knowledge. You will inherit the ilm of the haqa'iq or basair, of the truth. And then the springs of the higher knowledge will open for you. Then once that opens, you'll be able to distinguish the waridat or the warid or something, all these things that come to you. Not just the things that confound you, but things that come to your mind. Then you'll be able to distinguish which is right, which is wrong. What should I keep? What should I kick? But without the springs of higher knowledge flooding and the illumination flowing, you have no light. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعِلْ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. قَالَ فَإِنَّمَا السَّبْقُ لِمَنْ عَمِلْ. For excelling is for the one who works, not talks, works. وَالْخَشْيَةُ لِمَنْ عَلِمْ. And the awe of Allah is for the one who knows. Excelling is for those who work, and then awe of Allah is for those who know. You gotta know and you gotta work. وَالتَّوَكُّلُ لِمَنْ وَثَقَ. And the reliance on Allah is for the one who's confident in his promise. That's tawakkul. Huh? Not if you have a doubt in his promise, there's no tawakkul. Now, wal khawfu liman ayqan. and fear of displeasing Allah is for those who are certain of their accountability to Allah. وَالْمَزِيدُ لِمَنْ شَكَرْ. And the increase is for the thankful. You want more? Show your gratitude. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That's really the rule. So I think we'll stop at page 18. And we've taken more than our time today. Like, and I wanted to finish at least just chapter. And the next chapter, it says here, intellect. So maybe if Allah gives us life and time and tawfiq and understanding, we will do it again. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa radiyallahu an ashabihi wa azwajihi wa ahbabihi wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa ingaakum sidi barakallahu bikum.